The San Francisco Bay Trail South Beach Mission Bay Audio Tour. Pier 40 Detention Shed. Chinese Exclusion Act impacts in San Francisco and nationwide. Here at Pier 40, among joggers, bikers, Sea Change, the large red sculpture by Mark DeSouvereau, kayaks waiting to be rented, the Bay Bridge on one side, the home of the Giants on the other, one may not know that the ground you are standing on used to hold a detention center for Chinese immigrants. In 1882, Congress enacted the Chinese Exclusion Act, prohibiting all immigration of Chinese laborers. This was the beginning of a series of immigration laws that would come to pass in the coming decades, impacting the API community, making it extremely difficult to immigrate to the U.S. and spreading anti-Asian racism throughout the country. Beginning in 1864, thousands of Chinese workers were brought to the U.S. to build the first transcontinental railroad over the Sierra Nevada mountains during the winter months. The Chinese workers complemented the local labor market and laborers, who had low interest in such difficult work. Many of the workers coming here were escaping wars, natural disasters, and other internal conflicts. These firms housed detained immigrants on board their ships until immigration/custom officials determined their cases. Keeping the immigrants on ships also made them exempt from Fourth Amendment protection, a right which would prohibit unreasonable search and seizure because they were not on American soil. In 1898, the Pacific Mail Steamship Company converted their offices in Pier 40 into a detention shed for Chinese immigrants. Judy Young and Erica Lee, in their book Angel Island, Immigrant Gateway to America, described the shed as a two-story wooden building measuring only 100 feet by 50 feet. Although it had been built to house 200 inmates, at times it held more than twice that many. Men were held on the ground floor, women on the second. These women, men, and children were detained in one room with six windows and poor ventilation. They would be detained inside for up to 10 months or until their hearing. Community organizations in San Francisco protested against the inhumane and unhygienic conditions the detainees endured. In response to complaints about the conditions, in 1904, Congress allocated $250,000 towards the building of an immigration facility in San Francisco. Angel Island was seen as a logical choice since its isolation allowed the U.S. government to keep a closer eye on Chinese and Asian immigrants. Young and Lee explain in their book that immigration officials were in favor of Angel Island because they would be separated from friends and family who might try to coach them on how to pass the interrogations. And so, in 1910, Angel Island Immigration Station was created, modeled after Ellis Island in New York. Although Angel Island is known as a Chinese detention center, it housed around 5,000 immigrants from 80 different countries. Within Angel Island, there were three levels of segregation: Europeans from Asians, Chinese from Asians, and men and women. Children were also detained and separated from their parents. The anti-Chinese laws were not only cruel, they were ironic, considering that the European occupation of the West Coast was made possible by the efforts of Chinese laborers. Over 1,000 Chinese people lost their lives in the effort. Now that they were no longer needed, they were declared unwelcome. Angel Island's station was closed in 1940 after a fire. Today, Pier 40 is a popular destination for recreational boating and kayaking. The Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 had a domino effect, creating laws to keep specific groups out. The effects are still felt in laws and practices today. But despite the intentionally discriminatory practices, today the Chinese population makes up over 20% of San Francisco residents, comprising the largest ethnic minority. The city's Chinatown neighborhood is the oldest Chinatown in the U.S. and one of the largest Chinese American populations outside of Asia. Many Chinese Americans have held positions of power in the city, including Chief of Police and Mayor of San Francisco.